Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733. And you can call us on Skype. A lot of times the audio is better if you call on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. You just send us a request, and sometime, hopefully, as quickly as we can, we'll click on it and approve it, and then you can call in, and, you know, it should sound better. It doesn't always work that way.
Unless you have a terrible microphone.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. Well, it looks like some Republicans from the House of Representatives are threatening to throw D.C. mayor and other officials, Muriel Bowser, and other officials in jail if they allow marijuana to be legalized this evening, tomorrow evening. Well, shoot.
I think it's at midnight.
Midnight tonight?
That's what I thought tomorrow. Ian said when he was in the other
this
room.
This is always the problem with midnight as a cut.
Yeah.
You're never exactly sure which one it is. Is it the end of the day or the beginning of the day?
Just
midnight.
Tell me it's 12:01 a.m. at this day.
I say screw them, smoke it anyway. We're going to go to your calls. Talk to Uber George is calling in.
George, hey, guys. I just received two letters from TSA. Get this, they sent me a certificate thanking me for 10 years of service. Never mind that I have not worked for them for over a year now, and I've actually worked for them 11 years, and they sent me this certificate of appreciation certificate.
So
it took them.
They canned you and then sent you a certificate thanking you for the 10 years of service you'd served on your 11th anniversary of the start?
Just over 1 year that I quit.
Okay.
And I worked for them 11 years, 4 months, 8 days.
All right.
And I just thought that I was like so retarded that it took them this long to send me something that says thank you for working 10 years, which means it's been like well over two years since. My 10th anniversary, I guess. And the other one was from the Italian government saying that they want $40 for some violation that they won't even say what right there when I was in Pisa.
Hold on. The Italian government is asking for $40 for some kind of violation-level offense that they're not clear as to what it was when you were in Pisa.
I got actually from the rental car company called SXT. They're here also in the U.S. Like six, I think it's pronounced six, but anyway, I get this thing saying like, you've been sent a violation here, you know, that we received, I was in Italy back in August.
So 8 months or something. Seven.
Six, something like that. But
there could just as easily be the rental car company that that's being bureaucratic too. Difficult for them to sort of know. But nobody's telling you what you supposedly have done.
Yeah, it doesn't say what I've done. And the letter I got actually, I'm looking at it. Oh no, okay, this is not an invoice. This is just a notice from the rental car company saying that the Italian government. I can expect something in the mail from the Italian government, which. I'm going to ignore that because this is not the first time a foreign government sent me a letter demanding money. A few years ago, I got a letter from Australia. I think I remember calling you guys about it, saying that their speed camera caught me going 8 kilometers an hour, which is 5 miles an hour in U.S. measurements over the speed limit. And I was in Adelaide, and they wanted $235 for that.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's a lot of money for a 5 mile an hour over the limit.
Come and get me.
I'll tell you what, that's one of the advantages of a human police officer is it's unlikely that they're going to give you a ticket for going 5 miles an hour over.
Yeah, he's like, I'll wait for the next one. I'm going to get me some money today.
Yeah.
Exactly. Beat cameras, just like, I can get them all.
Yeah, so, first off, obviously you're not going to be in any big trouble from the Italian government for an unpaid $40 violation, especially, you never even know if you're going to go back.
Exactly. Same thing with Australia. It's like, really, it's like, what are they going to do, extradite me on the way across either the Atlantic or, in Australia's case, the Pacific?
That's what they should do, is that everybody who visits Italy should just get some kind of $40 level violation, and they can see how many of them will pay, and it's just free money.
It's just fishing.
Yeah, just free money.
Yeah, pretty much on that thing. But I really don't hope I don't get banned from renting from Sixth again like it did from Thrifty, because that's because Sixth gave me the best rental deal of my life when I was in Vegas back in October.
What about so what happened with Thrifty?
Well, this happened about 15 years ago. I was working for Papa John's before I went to TSA, and we had a Thrifty rental car location right next to our shop, and in exchange for free pizzas, you know, they would let me the manager there would let me rent a car for a day or something like that. Like, they had this Mustang Cobra that, for some, I don't know why, a rental car company.
Okay, get on with it. And what?
Yeah, so I gave him a piece, so he let me rent the Mustang Cobra for a day right there.
Uh-huh.
But then corporate finds out about that, and they fire him, and then they banned me for life because I was under 25.
Oh, I see. So it was because you're under 25. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not like I bought the car back broken or scratched or anything like that. No, they banned me for life because I was under 25, and not only that, I can't even rent for dollar because dollar is the same. Dollar and 50 are not the same on that sense.
There you go. But, thanks for the call, George. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Yeah, I one time got a parking ticket in D.C. I wasn't going to pay it. My mother actually saw the parking ticket. I'm living in Florida at the time. There's nothing the D.C. can do to me. She saw the parking ticket and paid it because she didn't want ever, whatever the ramifications might be, she didn't want it to come down on me. I don't think it's going to be any big deal with a violation like that.
Probably not. I know I've gotten some tickets in New York City that they just never came after. So
let's go to Bob calling in from Florida. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's funny you mention that, because I called the revenue collectors about this parking ticket I got a couple months ago, and they told me that if I don't pay it, nothing will happen. They don't have collections in my city, and that nothing would come after my license. You know, driving is a privilege after all. So
yeah,
I got to make sure I placate that.
I love the privilege that, okay, so they take money from you to build the roads through property taxes and things like that. And then once they build the road with your money, they tell you it's a privilege for you to drive on the road. Now, I'm not saying that I think everybody in the world's qualified to drive, by no means am I. But I don't think that many of the people who don't have driver's licenses that choose to drive anyway are fine drivers. So I don't know that their whole licensing thing really, it's a bad thing.
I imagine that a lot of the people who are driving without a license today are probably better drivers than most of the ones who do have driver's licenses, right?
I don't know.
Because we've got no shortage. Well, for one, they don't want to get caught. And two, in a lot of those cases, it's because they were caught doing something that was perfectly normal that they knew they could do because they were experienced drivers. They were driving fast or something to that effect, and there's, you know, people who are not terribly talented drivers will probably drive a little bit slower than people who are very skilled at it.
I can tell you, I'm from Florida myself, Bob, and there's a lot of people driving late model Lincolns and Buicks out there that have no qualifications to be on the road any longer.
We have a silver alert. That is, you know, there's the amber alerts, and there's a silver alert to look out for elderly people who have escaped from their facilities. It's all kidding aside, something for people with Alzheimer's and that kind of thing. You know what, guys? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We're just teasing you.
Yeah, so I called, and I have an agenda. I'll be perfectly honest. I'm an activist myself, and you know, I'm a talk radio host myself. I have a nationally syndicated talk show.
You have a nationally syndicated talk show. Awesome.
I do. I do. My name's Bob Tuscan. I'm an activist. I have a conference we're holding in Pennsylvania.
You want to buy advertisements, you can do that.
I don't need to buy advertisements, but I was setting the stage for my comment. Let's not be rude, Christopher Cantwell.
Well, that's what he does for a living. So, tease it, Bob. Show us what a pro you are. You got 10 seconds to
tease it. When we come back in just a moment, we are going to take on the divide between the libertarian movement and crazy conspiracy theorists.
Hold the line. 855 453. Bob is going to bring us back in. 855 453. Free Talk Live.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dynavite. The stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the liquor chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop, and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly, just like a kitten. Daisy and Sookie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and funk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call us and talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
From ChristopherCantwell.com. Cantwell, thanks for sitting in with me this evening.
I'm so glad to.
And Ian is our normal first seat host. He's this is his night off, so thanks for filling in as you do so often. I want to tell you about Cameron Hughes Wines. We recently got a box of wines from Cameron Hughes. We had a little wine tasting so everybody could try it. I wanted to get lots
Not
of people.
Not everybody.
I you weren't invited?
No.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, there was the wine tasting next door. Was
yes.
It? Okay, that's what that was. Okay. Never mind, I was invited.
Okay, you were invited, you just didn't go.
Yeah, carry on.
It was awesome, and they were delicious. These are high-end wines, $70 to $100 bottles. Many of them have been rated over 90 points. People who drink wine, you know, high-end wines probably know what that means, but I can tell you that they're high-end wines, and they taste great. Cameron Hughes has actually gotten awards for some of his cabs, received gold medals. That's Cabernet Sauvignon. You can get these bottles for like $15. So you're talking about, you know, $100 bottle of wine, $50. Some anywhere between $50 and $100. What they are is they're the high-end wine manufacturers out there. I don't know if you call them wineries, whatever. Their wines that they, you know, they can't sell it all at that high-end price. He goes in, he buys the overage, he puts it in bottles with different labels, and you get these great high-end wines. You don't necessarily know from where, but they're awesome. So it's a great way. I'm hooked on this. I think it's awesome, and you should try it out, too. Just go to chwines.com. It's chwine.com. chwine.com, and then enter my coupon code in the with the microphones in the upper left there. Enter my coupon code FTL, and you're going to be getting free shipping. That's really the big deal with getting wine shipped through the mail, is it costs a lot. Wine's heavy. So
no.
That's the deal he made with us, and I think it's really awesome. I got a chance to talk to Cameron myself, and it's great. He's doing great work. So get free shipping by entering my coupon code FTL at chwines.com. The microphone's in the upper right-hand corner. Don't wait. You need to try this wine now. It's amazing, and this offer really will not last. chwine.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go back to Bob, who's calling in to talk about the divide amongst, is it conspiracy theorists and libertarians, Bob?
Yeah, I would say that's the focus of my call today, because we know that many libertarians have fallen into the category of conspiracy theorists at one point or another. In fact,
I think everybody's a conspiracy theorist, by the way. I'm willing to go out on the limb and say Rush Limbaugh spends most of his day talking about conspiracy theories. Now, they're not conspiracy theories like 9/11 with an inside job. They're conspiracy theories like, I know those Democrats like every inch of my glorious naked body.
Right.
He claims to know what other people are talking about, what their plans are. Talk radio is rife with conspiracy theories.
And I would agree with that. And I guess we have to define conspiracy theories and conspiracy theorists for a moment. And a conspiracy is just more than one person deciding to do something. And then there's a connotation, though, that we have today that I'm referring to, which revolves around people that think there was something else that happened on 9/11 when they watch Building 7 fall in free fall speed at 5:20 in the afternoon. You know, those types that also look in the sky and they see barium, aluminum, and other aerosols being sprayed on a daily basis. That's what I mean by conspiracy theories, or
okay.
Theorists, rather. So
I gotcha.
For the purpose of this conversation, we'll go with that definition, and if it's all right with you.
Don't forget the Wawa machine in Alaska that they recently turned off. The HARP was spelled with two A's.
Yes, HARP. Yeah, but HARP's not the new thing. It's all the scalar technology.
Oh, I'm not even familiar.
HARP's kind of the old-fashioned technology.
Yeah.
Now we have even far more advanced scalar technology. And space beams that were also behind directed energy weapons that were also behind 9/11 that had these...
What the hell else would it be besides space beams, for God's sake?
Well, thermite. We have thermetic material, peer-reviewed data from Stephen Jones that showed thermetic material was found. So the idea that there's a divide, though, between libertarians and conspiracy theorists is, I think, pretty darn apparent to anybody who's listening. And we have guys like Chris Cantwell, who's on with you, who have shunned his former colleagues and compadres in the conspiracy movement and has come out to say that he has basically been reformed and he no longer believes these things that were at one point so outlandish.
It depends on which particular conspiracy theory you're talking about. I don't know that I've changed my position on a whole lot of these things. How much time I spend on them is another question. I've never been a big fan of the whole chemtrail thing. I don't believe for a moment that the government is telling us the truth about 9/11, but I don't know that George Bush did it with a remote control either. So, I mean, I try to find the reality of the matter instead of delving down crazy rabbit holes and listening to Alex Jones until I mess my pants and hide in a bunker.
Well, I think a proper thought process is important here because we have to be agnostic thinkers and not poo-poo something because on the surface it fits into a category of conspiracy Alex Jones-related content. And I think that's what libertarians at the end of the day should embrace because at the end of the day, being a libertarian is an agnostic perspective on rights, on natural law, and everything else.
I would agree with you on that statement. I think that different people can come to different conclusions. And one thing that people are going to say is there's a lot of people who've been brought to the liberty movement by the conspiracy theorists. What do you say to that, Bob?
I would agree, and vice versa for that matter. And we see, in many respects,
I would also say that it's uncountable how many people have been scared away from the libertarian philosophy by, the whatever they perceive as the coupling of conspiracy theories and libertarianism.
I would agree that that's so. However, just because that is the case, that should not mean you guys should placate to the lowest common denominator, because many people are turned off by libertarian perspectives for a plethora of different reasons.
Generally,
So to say that because people are turned off because of conspiracy rhetoric being espoused by some libertarians, that shouldn't necessarily bring you to the conclusion that we should exclude that sort of talk.
Oh, I don't think that I would say that what we do on Free Talk Live is I don't take a stance on 9/11 generally. When I talk about 9/11, I will use the sort of mainstream talking points because that's what I believe the vast majority of people believe. But I don't know that that's the case. I would say that that I'm generally anti chemtrails.
We had a guy call in last week. He lives next to a military base, and of course, there's an Air Force base. There's jets flying away from the place, and he's concerned that there are lines in the sky. And I'm like, well, considering where you live, it stands to reason that you might have some lines in the sky.
Well, I think that this conversation could definitely go into many different tangents, and I by all means think that there is a plethora of information and evidence to show that barium, aluminum, and strontium is being sprayed in these persistent contrails that act very differently than contrails.
No, there isn't. There's absolutely none at all. It's not. There are people who are picking up soil samples and concluding that this is what came from the sky, and it's not. The chemtrail thing makes me go crazy. I
like contrailscience.com, and I remember contrails sticking around, when I was a kid, too. Bob, I encourage you to continue calling Free Talk Live over time, and I thank you for this call. Thank you so much. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
You may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction and free to bid at bitbit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. Bidbit.co.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Want to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind this evening. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
You can go get Bitcoins at ExpressCoin.com. If you've been hearing about Bitcoins, maybe you realize that Bitcoins are pretty competitively priced. You know, they're about half price what they were just a few months ago. Now may be the time to pick up some Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. And actually, they have several other cryptocurrencies over there at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can just go over there, use a check or a money order. It's ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you. You can even do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. It's awesome when your business has an app. ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you can get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of your choice with no fee. Now, obviously, they're going to charge you for the coins, but there's no fee for the transaction. So it's ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Definitely worth checking out. And, you know, I am still bullish on Bitcoins. I've seen the price increase recently. I don't know whether there's going to be some kind of stampede. But what I think is amazing about Bitcoin is there's so many people, so many very smart people creating so many businesses and services around Bitcoin that, you know, but we use an app or a program called Telegram, and now it's called Telebit that you can send Bitcoin.
I just discovered that today myself. And I also think that there's a huge potential for it. I mean, it had been around $200, then it spiked up over $1,200, which was an obvious, you know, speculative bubble in my book.
It wasn't even that. It was some trickery through Mt. Gox of their buying and selling robots. So
Well, and then what happened after that was then it came back down to around like $600, and it was stayed there for a little while, but then it dropped back down to around $200, and now it's inching back up, and that's the return to mean that you look for after a speculative bubble. It's back to the point where it's climbing.
Let's go to Jonathan calling in from South Carolina. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling in to defend the conspiracy theorists, and I've heard that y'all didn't like the chemtrail part.
I just can't believe that every single contrail that's in the sky is a chemtrail.
Okay, I mean, I wouldn't say that at all, but
what,
you know,
percentage?
Over the past year, I don't know what percentage is.
When was the last time you saw a contrail?
You know, I took some pictures of a contrail next to a chemtrail when I was at the park with my kid.
Okay,
when was probably that? two weeks ago.
Okay.
And you could very clearly see where the contrails were. I was going to actually make something and post it up online, you know, like how we used to, you know, we used to see animals in the sky, or we would play with our imagination with our parents, and, you know.
Clouds, you mean?
Huh?
Would be the shape of animals? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for the clouds to be the shape of animals.
When I was younger, I spent more time looking at the sky, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, but, you know, now, like, because you can see these things crisscrossing the sky.
Yeah, it's true that you do see them crisscrossing. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, especially when you live near airports and Air Force bases. It's sort of expected.
We had a pilot call in, and it's been probably a couple of years.
Airport. But okay, one thing I was going to say, I just want to get this out real quick, is that within the past year, and back as early as 2011, 2012, Bill Gates was talking about geoengineering. So
yes, geoengineering is a buzzword in the sort of the climate change sphere, and I think that it's clear, right? Like, some people are thinking about what can we do to planet Earth in order to stop the warming trend that they believe they see.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we've had more ice expansion on the poles since 2006, when all of the scientists were predicting that, you know, we were going.
That's an entirely different conversation.
Right. I get that there are global warming fanatics out there who actually believe it, and then I get there are people who know that they are lying about it. What I don't get is where you come up with the idea that commercial airliners are drawing shapes in the sky in order to spray stuff on the population. If they wanted to put things in the air, they don't need to put it in American Airlines in the back seat of the American Airlines jets to spray it. And it doesn't need to be left in a line. You're like the same things I've been seeing since I'm a child.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're putting chemicals into, you know, American Airlines jets.
That's precisely what you're saying.
No, that is not what I'm saying. You're not even listening to me. What I'm saying is that Bill Gates is on the record. He has been in the news to support geoengineering.
Geoengineering has nothing to do with lines in the sky. I've seen a report from a government agency just came out about geoengineering.
How do you think that they're talking about, you know, reflecting some of that sunlight back into the sky?
Well, they've got all kinds of plans. If you read about geoengineering, there's all kinds of plans that are laid out. I mean, they're not. I have seen very little that has to do with dropping stuff out of airplanes. And if they were doing it, why wouldn't they just tell us? Why wouldn't they just say, yeah, the world, the globe is warming and we have to do something about it, or we're all going to die. Look at the poor polar bears. Why wouldn't they just go ahead and do it?
I think they are telling us with Bill Gates coming out and talking about owning a $40 million geoengineering firm. ABC had
$40 million is nothing.
It's More than I got.
Well, it's more than I
mean,
they're giving Bill Gates $40 million
is
to start
a drop in the bucket. You know, I agree with you on that.
So, but it doesn't explain. Look, the thing is, if you're not saying that it's American Airlines, I mean, look, the thing that happens is, and it's always the guy who lives near the airport is always screaming about chemtrails the most. I worked right around the corner from an airport, and my buddy was a total conspiracy kook. And he would say, look, when are we going to do something about these chemtrails? When are we going to do something? And you never seen a chemtrail before, it seems. It's a thing that happens all the time. There's lines in the sky. The fact that they crisscross just means that two airplanes went in perpendicular directions. Is that the right term? Perpendicular? They cross each other? That's parallel would be, yeah, perpendicular. And then they cross paths at two different times, and now there's lines in the sky, and this is happening with commercial airliners. So if you're not saying it's, you know, commercial airliners, if you're not saying it's, you know, American Airlines, then who's putting all these lines in the sky?
Maybe geoengineering firms.
Well, let me ask you this, Jonathan. I think this is important. Okay. Well,
maybe
this
they're
is an important
doing
question
it to help
pull
the climate.
So where are the pictures of these planes? Now, these pilots who are spraying down whatever they're spraying are spraying it on their families, right? I mean, that's what they're doing. They're spraying it on their kids, and they're spraying it on their wife, and they're spraying it on their dog. You'd think that one of them somewhere would have leaked a picture at some point of this setup, because you'd have to have a lot of stuff shoved into a large plane in order to spray it all over the place and get yourself a nice long chemtrail.
I mean, you can go to 100 places online, and I'm not saying that any one of them is credible, but you can go to 100 different chemtrail activist places
online.
Of course. That'll sit there and they'll show you pictures.
I can go to 100 different places.
And, you know, like, well, I don't really think that that's a valid argument.
Well, the valid, you don't think that finding people that would, there's people poisoning us, those people have families, somebody. Here's a valid argument, Jonathan. Show me some freaking proof.
Discredit.
Jonathan, that's what my argument is. You need to present unassailable truth if you're making a claim. At this point, all I can see is contrails like I've seen my whole life.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, when I look up at the sky, I can tell the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail. And,
you've seen
you know,
two different types of contrails.
Do what?
You're seeing two different types of contrails, different age. Different jets have different quality. Contrails are just water that's coming out of the back of a jet engine,
I mean,
and different engines provide different types of
contrails. I understand what a contrail is, and, you know, by no means do I go on the extremist side of the conspiracy theory with this and think that they're, you know, like what you're saying with these pilots would be spraying it on their kids and their wives and their families and all of that stuff. Well, I don't think that they're actually spraying the actual chemicals that all these, the crazy conspiracy theorists would say with the aluminum alloys, stuff like that. I think
how do you explain strontium in the soil?
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Jonathan. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Call about something other than chemtrails.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind this evening. It's been one of Cantwell's favorite topics.
I despise chemtrails.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And I'm not talking about, like, I'm angry about the lines in the sky. I mean, I despise that people call in here with these crazy, non-backed-up ideas that they're like, I live by the airport and they're crisscross and I swear they're gonna kill us all. They're trying to geoengineer the planet. And I'm like, look, I'm sorry to tell you folks, I've looked into the things that you asked me to look into and it's nonsense. And every time we try to get into it, they're like, oh, well, there's hundreds of websites that you can go, yeah, exactly. There's hundreds of websites I can go to look at that tell me that communism's a really good idea too. It doesn't mean that they're credible. Come on. If you have something, then call in with something. Don't tell me what you saw on What in the World Are They Spraying or some G. Edward Griffin documentary. It's nonsense.
Well, you can go to demo.freetalklive.com, and that will be a good use of your online time, because I'm giving away three $50 gift certificates to Corporate Sellout Clothing. It's T-shirt manufacturer. They got some cool stuff on their T-shirts. I think you'll enjoy it. Is all you have to do is fill out my survey at demo.freetalklive.com. Just make sure you give me your email address. You can't win if you don't give me the email address. You can still fill it out. It's an optional as far as giving the email address, but just saying, can't win otherwise. I'm going to do that drawing on March the 1st at noon Eastern. International winners can win. International listeners can win, but you're going to probably have to cover shipping because, you know, it can be pretty expensive to get it out to Bora Bora or wherever. It's demo.freetalklive.com to enter and fill out the survey. Let's go to Nick, calling in from Ohio. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Don't you dare say chemtrails.
No, I,
promise I have something that is more, a little bit more intellectual than that, I can promise.
Thank you.
What is, I'm interested to hear your guys' opinion on this because I've heard some sort of left market libertarians who have sort of weird views on adverse possession, and I was wondering what your official line on that was.
You're going to tell me what adverse possession is?
Is that absentee ownership?
Yeah, so adverse possession is the doctrine by which an absentee owner loses the deed to his property if somebody else comes and attempts to homestead it.
I think this is fascinating. I think it's a fascinating question. So first off, I've got a couple of sort of caveats. I have more questions than I have answers around this idea. I would say that about 70% of the globe is essentially unowned currently because it's covered in water. And so there's a great deal of area where you could potentially put seasteads and that sort of thing. So you could go out and there's places that one could be and stuff that one could.
And there's a great deal of land owned by governments illegitimately.
Indeed. They don't have the greatest and best of land, but nonetheless. So there's that. But I think that, like, for instance, what if I own a little piece of property and I decide at my death, you know what, I want this property to be given to the Audubon Society so that it will be returned to nature and people can hike here and enjoy it from, you know, for posterity. And then you have this organization, like the Audubon Society, that has a bunch of land all over. Some of it's given by, you know, towns that basically, you don't know what to do about the property taxes and that sort of thing. They don't want to manage it. And, I mean, it has a purpose, right? Like, the purpose is that it can be hiked on and that sort of thing. So how does that fit into the scenario? I can see how we say, well, there's one family that owns 90% of the planet. We must be able to dispossess them of that land so the rest of us can get off the 10% or something like that. I get the concept, but usually it has to be taken to ludicrous extremes to even have the discussion. Nick?
Okay, yeah. No, that makes sense. I just, like, this seems to be something that is kind of a point of debate between a lot of libertarians,
yes,
where you have people, like, extreme left libertarians, like, you know, anarcho-communists.
Georgists. And there's another term, Georgists, people that believe that all the land, that land can't be owned, and that we need an organization that sort of that everybody pays land taxes to, and then that organization distributes all the money out to everyone to sort of equalize the use of land or something.
Right. And in practice, what that means, of course, because the Central Committee is incredibly inefficient, what that would mean in practice is that the minute you stop using something, somebody else can come use it and claim it.
Right. I mean, I've gone back and forth recently. I was actually, it's interesting you bring this up, because I was just trying to listen to the audiobook Markets Not Capitalism. And this, that is by a series of authors from the Center for a Stateless Society. And the audiobook is actually read, I was surprised to find, by Stephanie Murphy, who's was a co-host of this program.
Uh-huh.
And that mess is just anti-capitalist word salad. I'm furious trying to get through the book. But I have already responded to one portion of it, which was Anarcho-Capitalism is Impossible by Anna Morgenstern over at Center for a Stateless Society. You can read that if you want. The title of my response is Left Anarchism is Impossible over at ChristopherCantwell.com. And they basically don't believe in absentee ownership, right? That basically this is a bad thing, that somebody holds a title over some land that they are not presently in control of. They feel like at some point somebody should be able to. Well, we all believe in, I think most people believe in abandoned property to some extent. The question is, how long is it before that property is considered abandoned? If Mark goes down to Acapulco tomorrow for Anarchapulco, does he, like, lose his house when he gets on the airplane? I mean, it's a question of at what point does the property become abandoned, and there's certainly, you know, a lot of room for debate in that.
This happens all the time. There was a situation in Sarasota, Florida that I heard about. I mean, I don't know what the specifics are, but I mean, I'd heard about it. It was like a condominium that they were going to build. A bunch of people sort of bought in, and the condominium never got built. Well, essentially, this condominium had this piece of land had 40 or 50 or 100 owners or whatever the number was, and they could never agree on selling it, so that it was just this sort of undeveloped piece of land on, you know, in one of the richest zip codes in America that you just kind of sat there, and people, you know, people to a lesser or greater extent suffered as a result.
The ultimate answer to this is just the physics. The reality of it is you own something for as long as you're capable of protecting it. Okay, so if Mark decides to go down to Anarchapulco and he lives in a stateless society, he's probably going to want to hire somebody to watch over.
Is this okay? Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I was just I was wondering, does the whole notion of property rights and does the whole market break down if there is no, if you can't have absentee ownership? I mean, because
it does. Yeah, because if you can't have absentee ownership, then there's chaos, right? But what we know from just the reality on the ground about property is you have something for as long as you're capable of protecting it. Even if you have the right to something, like, look, if I walk down to Central Square after the show tonight and I decide to have a beer at the gazebo and I leave my wallet on the gazebo and I go home, I don't think that anybody has the right to take my wallet and go spend my money, but I better expect that they will, is the reality of the matter. So I am in control of my money for as long as I am capable of protecting it. So in the terms of absentee ownership, as I see it in a future stateless society, you are going to hire somebody to protect your property while you are not at it. And those people are going to act as the agents thereof and handle it. And when you can no longer pay for your property to be protected, right or wrong, somebody else will take it.
Right. I think it's interesting. I have a piece of land that likely was occupied by some Abenaki Indians at one point. And so I would say that they sort of have some kind of claim, you can call it legitimate or not, on that piece of land. Cuba is a really great example because there are people alive today whose property is being lived in by other people because they were driven out of the communist country. So it's this difficult situation, and I think you're absolutely right that ultimately we have to kind of come to, you know, what does this mean? I think that the thief is responsible for paying you back if they steal something from you, but ultimately, you know, they're responsible for making you whole. But, you know, there's all the gold in the world. How much of the gold in the world that currently exists was stolen from somebody else? That stuff's been around a long time.
Right, and then where the guy who got his gold stolen, does his grandchildren come after you because you have a piece of metal that was melted down and forged into something else, and then it's on your neck? I mean, it's a conundrum that you can get into.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks, guys. Anyway, I have to go, but thank you for that.
Thank you, buddy.
Sorry to keep you, buddy. 855-453. You know, I think libertarians love to wrestle with these sort of mind problems, but property is something that is built into the human sort of psyche. It's animals have it. Now, ultimately, they don't know what's yours. Well, you know, that's not even true. When an animal goes into another animal's territory, it tends to lose. Even a bigger animal that's wants to fight, it tends to lose because it doesn't feel comfortable. It doesn't know the terrain. It just It doesn't feel like it's it. It belongs to them. I think property is sort of innate. I do believe in sort of a natural law, and I think that natural law says that, yeah, people can travel across your property as long as they don't harm anything, but it's still your property. 855-450-FREE. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. 855-450-3733.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dovey Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.